4.
They're not coming. They're not hungry.
Put them down, brother. Or somebody.
The other one has traveled to the under.
Something you can never buy is your reindeer's trust. It takes a lifetime to gain that.
So it's a very strong connections between us, because it's like family members. We are giving them food and protection, and they giving us food and warmth. And that's how nature should work, how humans and nature should work together, that we are helping and giving, and then we are receiving also the same back.
There are complaints in the village. Too many reindeer are wandering in the fields. They are destroying the crop. That is what happens when the unskilled new owners keep them as if they were cattle. A bad idea. Reindeer are wild animals. They roam the land. You follow them and find them to look after them.
It's not like you're going to earn money, but you're going for the freedom. Because if you want to be really rich, you should not work with this.
These days, you keep your animals in a forest a bit closer to your home.
They are like a target also, because when the government have made us illegal, then people are trying to steal them and shoot them and kill them and eat them up. So we have to protect them from against predators, but also against other human beings. Now I want to ask my oldest brother. He's talking about he worked as a carpenter since 2002. But his dream was always to be a reindeer herder.
Your big brother, Nils-Erik. The passionate little boy of many years ago. He, who was always out with the animals. He didn't get the chance to fulfill his dream.
Me and my brothers and cousins, we are blacklisted, so we're never getting back our rights.
Your older brother says that he spends all his spare time in our village to help your father and your uncles with the reindeer. His deep sadness. You can feel it in his voice. And it saddens you to hear him now.
Jag skriver så här bland. Redan sådana är allmänt kända som pålitliga, skötsamma, arbetsamma och samarbetande.